Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is February 16th, 1946, and the first song is going to be Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
From Nashville, Tennessee, comes your Grand Ole Opry, brought to you with the National Joy Smoke Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. Join us in our Prince Albert show.
Tonight and every Saturday night, nearly 4,000 people jam orchestra and gallery of the historic Old Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, here for another grand performance of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry. Tonight you'll hear Roy Acuff, the Duke of Paducah, the Old Hickory Singers, Minnie Pearl, Velma and Oswald, Tommy Magnus, Mac McGar, and a lot more. All yours to remind you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. And now, here he is, the pride of Tennessee's Smoky Mountains, our singing master of ceremonies, Roy Acuff.
Thank you, Cousin Louie Buck, and a fine big Dixie greeting from all of us to all of you friends of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry. I want to warn you that the title of our first song may sound just a little moist, but it's a cute song, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. In the far light glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Star in heaven, blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again in the land that knows no parting. Blue eyes crying. Thank you very much. Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Old Hickory Singers ought to wear these handlebar mustaches and derby hats to sing this one. It's a real tearjerker from way back in the Gaslight era. Sure enough, they have got them on. So get out your handkerchiefs and listen to She Is More to Be Pitied Than Censored.
At the old concert hall on the Bowery, round the table were seated one night a crowd of young fellows carousing. With them life seemed cheerful and bright, at the very next table was seated a girl who had fallen to shame. All the young fellows jeered at her weakness till they heard an old woman exclaim, "She is more to be pitied than censured. She is more to be held than despised. She is only a lassie who ventured on life's stormy path ill advised. Do not scorn her with words fierce and bitter. Do not laugh at her shame and downfall. For a moment just stop and consider that a man was the cause of it all."
Thank you, fellas. Why are those mustaches again? Poor girl. It must have been a tough fight.
Very well.
Last Thursday was Valentine's Day, and while almost everybody was somebody's happy Valentine, well, here's a man who has his big fat wife slap happy Valentine. Meet Prince Albert, smoking tobacco's Prince of Good Fellas, the Duke of Piduka.
Now, girls,
leave him alone.
Stop those women from kissing me, too. Little old Bobby Soxers, all of them back there, they wouldn't send me my Valentine by mail. Said they wanted to deliver it in person. Wasn't so bad. I wonder which one of them had that vanilla-tasting lipstick. I'm going to take another lick on that. That was pretty good. It's like I've always said, though. What have I got that Van Johnson ain't got? And don't he look good without it, too? Oh, brother. I wrote a little Valentine Day poem for the night. I put it on a little piece of paper. I had it on a little piece of paper. There it is. Yeah, I got it on a little scrap of paper. I knew I'd find it someplace there. Yeah, little poem I wrote. It's awful sweet. Even Vito's gonna like this. It says, "Roses are red, violets are blue, and butter was yellow the last time I saw any." Yeah, that's sweet. Beautiful thought. I'm going to throw this... McGregor. I'm going to throw this to the girls down there. The one that gets it can have me. I got a lot of pretty Valentines this week. I got one from Betty Grable. Yeah, I can't show it to you, though. She sent me a kiss by Western Union. The messenger boy that delivered it was 60 years old. Oh, boy, did his beard tickle. First time I ever got a kiss and my suit brushed at the same time. Oh, but I tell you, there's still a lot of life left in this old boy. Anytime it's a windy day, you can see me up on Church Street with my Tarzan eyes. I call them Tarzan eyes because on a windy day, they just swing from limb to limb, you know. I sent the prettiest girl in our neighborhood a Valentine, and I asked Roy Acuff. I said, "Roy, must I send her a love Valentine or a comic one?" He said, "Well, Dookie, do it all depends whether you want a woo or a wow." I wooed her. You know, we had a Valentine party, and my glamour girl niece was there, Drusy Drool Dripper. Yeah. You know Drusy? She's sweet, ain't she? Yeah. Drusy was there, and boy, did she cause some excitement. I tell you, she's been using a special soap that makes her skin smooth, you know, and that's where the trouble started now. That doggone soap has made her skin so smooth her clothes keep slipping off. We played some kissing games. Oh, boy, do I like kissing games. I was kissing them four at a time. Little, you know. Oh, I love to play post-op. We played a game called Kiss and Tell, you know. And every time I'd kiss a girl, somebody would tell my big fat wife. Yeah, and then she'd tell me. But after the fifth time, she didn't tell me anymore. She just hauled off, and the next thing I knew, I was being hauled off. Oh, did she get mad? Oh, that was the maddest woman. I'm telling you, she was madder than an old setting hen that's been thrown in a rain barrel. You know? Oh, man. She said, "You dirty little coward, what was you doing behind my back?" And that's when I made my big mistake. I said, "Nothing, honey, but there sure was plenty of room back there to carry on." Now I know what them airplane pilots mean when they speak about blacking out. Oh, that's the fattest woman! And jealous? Woo! I kissed every girl at the Valentine party. I'm telling you, she got so jealous, the next day she wrapped my lunch in fly paper. I'll never forget the first Valentine party I went to. I'll never forget it. I was young and bashful then. I ain't bashful anymore. Trouble is, I ain't young anymore either. You know, I walked up to a sweet young thing at the Valentine party, and I said, "If I kiss you, will you tell?" And she looked me up and down, and she said, "Tell? Mister, I won't even admit it." She said, "You're not my type." Oh, she was one of them creatures that's beautiful, but dumb, you know. Oh, she was the dumbest thing, Roy. I'm telling you, she was plenty dumb. I took her by the arm, and I reached over and whispered in her ear, kind of a la Charles Boyer style, you know. I said, "Honey child, don't you all be like that." I'm a Southern Charles Boyer. I said, "Honey child, don't you all know that me and you could make beautiful music together?" She said, "Okay, let's turn the radio on." I told you she'd. She said, "You just ain't my type, no how. I like my men tall, dark, and handsome." I said, "Says which and like them how?" She says, "I like them tall, dark, and handsome." I said, "Well, I guess I ain't so very tall." She says, "You ain't very dark either." I said, "Okay, you can skip the next one and introduce me to your nearsighted girlfriend." I said, "I might not be tall, dark, and handsome, but I ain't as old as I look." And she looked up at me like a dying duck in a rainstorm, and she says, "I bet you tell that to all the girls." I said, "Yeah, here lately, for some reason or other, I have to." But I tell you, all of my love making always ends up in the very same way. I see a skirt, and I start to flirt, and she says, "Look at that squirt trying to be quirt." But the first thing you know, I'm calling her Gert. The next thing you know, I've lost my shirt. I've just about run out of script, so I guess I'm going to skip back to the wagon, yelling, "These shoes are killing me."
Friends, there's a fine old fiddle tune that's sometimes called Wagner and sometimes Tennessee Wagner. And Tennessee it is, when Prince Albert smoking the back of the hoedown champ Tommy Magnus goes to work on it. Tommy Magnus, and now let's listen to that pipe-smoking expert, Cousin Louis Buck.
Well, suppose you were looking for exactly the right pipe tobacco. You didn't care how much time, trouble, and expense it took to get it. What would you do? Well, you might go out and select the really choice smoking tobacco from all the tobacco you could find, and then you'd have it crimp-cut, because crimp-cut tobacco burns real slow and cool and pleasant. Then if you could, you'd specially treat that tobacco to take out tongue bite, parch, and sting. Well, naturally, no one man could do all those things, and there'd be no need to even if he could. All you have to do is ask for Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and you have the pipe tobacco that's made right for you. No wonder more pipes smoke Prince Albert than any other tobacco on earth. For the extra time and trouble and work that go into making Prince Albert sure pay off in smoking pleasure. You just try it once, mister, and you'll swear by it always. No fooling.
So fill your pipe up with VA and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy. Prince Albert, offers you.
Thanks, fellas. It's time now for some real country music from a real country boy and girl, Velma and her great big bashful brother Oswald. And they're playing and singing a tune that's mighty popular around the old opera house. Why not confess?
Why, you will, Roy, yeah!
I'm asking of you, little darling, are you tired of the love I possess? Are you longing to be with another? If you don't love me, why not confess? When I'm around, you are always complaining. You are trying to beat me, I guess. For my sake, I am asking in earnest. If you don't love me, why not confess? You always told me that you loved me, that forever you'd be my sweetheart. I can tell by your countless expression that my love has no place in your heart. When I'm around, you are always complaining. You are trying to beat me, I guess. For my sake, I'm asking in earnest. If you don't love me, why not confess?
Any time tonight, it'll be all right. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Velma and Oswald. You're all right, boy. Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's girl reporter has a new slogan for the Grinders Gazette. It says, what Grinders Switch really needs is fewer people telling Grinders Switch what it really needs. Pretty good. Here she comes. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
She'll be coming round the mountain, she'll be coming round the mountain, she'll be coming round the mountain, where'd she go? Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, I'm sort of tired tonight. I had to stand up on the bus all the way from Grinder Switch here to Nashville. The little boy, about 6 years old, offered me his seat, but I refused. I wouldn't have refused, though, if I'd have noticed he was sitting in a sailor's lap. I'll tell you, though, a lot of things have happened to me since I was up here last Saturday night. My feller, Hezzy, I don't know whether as yet y'all have heard me speak of him or not, but that there's my feller's name is Hezzy. Well, he come by and took me to dinner last Wednesday night. He took me to dinner. I never could figure out why folks always call it dinner, and then some folks calls it lunch in the middle of the day. I got word when Hezzy asked me to dinner, because I sat and waited from 11 o'clock that day clean up till 2 that afternoon. He didn't show up till 6 that night. He said he's taking me to dinner, and he done it. Well, sir, that restaurant we went to was so classy. Oh, it is nice. It sort of reminded me of a story I shared once about a romantical feller. He's the hero, and he drank champagne out of the heroin slipper. Oh, I told Hezzy about it. I says, Hezzy, why can't you be romantical? You ain't never drunk champagne out of my slipper. He says, no, I can't do that, because Mammy won't never let me drink over 2 quarts at a time. The waiter asked us what we wanted to have to drink with the victuals, and we said we wanted some hot tea. So after we had drunk the tea, well, I says to Hezzy, I says, now I'm going to read your fortune in these tea leaves. So I looked over in the tea leaves and I says, Hezzy, I can see in your future you married to a perfectly beautiful girl and settled down in a little white house right in Grinder's Switch. Of course, I'd want to be near my folks. I says, Hezzy, what do you suppose I see running around that little white house? Hezzy says, a picket fence. Oh, Hezzy's always saying things like that. Now, I never will forget the first time we was out together and he ordered hot tea. And when he ordered tea, the waiter says, would you want your tea loose or in a bag? Hezzy says, neither. I'm used to drinking it from a saucer. Bye now. See you next week.
So long, Cousin Minnie. Friends, when it comes to Prince Albert smoking tobacco's man with the mandolin, Mac McGar, it's my opinion his playing's as different from the rest as black and white. And I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me when you hear Mac McGar in the black and white rag. Buying pipe tobacco, just remember, it's the makers of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco that bring our show right into your homes each Saturday night. Now, with the help of the Smoky Mountain Boys in Belmont, I'd like to sing you a fine old gospel hymn, There's a Beautiful Home.
There's a beautiful home far over the sea. There are mansions of bliss for you and for me. Oh, that beautiful home, so wondrously fair, that the Savior for me has gone to prepare. There's a beautiful home far over the sea. There's a beautiful beautiful home, dear friends I shall meet, who are waiting for me, my coming to greet. Reunited we'll be with Jesus our King, while the ages roll on, his praises we'll sing. There's a beautiful home far over the sea. There's a beautiful home for you and for me. It's glittering tires, the sun outshines. That beautiful home someday shall be mine.
I wonder how many of you fellas who roll your own cigarettes still think that you can't have a rich, full-bodied smoke without having all that tongue bite along with it. Well, I doubt that you'll find any Prince Albert smokers who think that, for when you roll a cigarette around Prince Albert smoking tobacco, you're rolling up the downright rich, tasty flavor of real choice tobaccos. Yet tongue bite and parch have been taken out, thanks to Prince Albert's famous no-bite treatment. And there's another reason for the mildness that goes along with Prince Albert's rich taste, and that's the fact that Prince Albert is crimp cut. Being crimp cut, it burns slower. And when tobacco's burned slower, stands to reason it burns cooler. Now, you cigarette rollers who've been promising yourselves to try Prince Albert, this time do it. You'll be awfully glad you did.
So roll your own with good PA and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy, Prince Albert.
You're on stage of Prince Albert smoking tobacco's old Hickory singers with a song that's chock full of that down in Dixie harmony, Birmingham Jail.
Down on the levee, levee so low.
Fashion square dance. Forget about your cares and troubles. Just be happy for a while. Dance around Arkansas Traveler and Grand Ole Opry.
There's the fiddle, here's the call on the floor and dance the call. Take your honey girl so far off the floor and form a square. Swing your corner on the going left hand to your partner throw. Dusty dough, and can't you know the chicken in the bread pan picking up dough? Hey, ho! Back to your party, left and right, on a couple of bread and don't fall down. Everybody out.
Telling you, we're having an awful lot of fun to quit now, but we got to get along home with Cindy.
Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. Along home, Cindy. Along
when up on the mountain, oh, give my horn a blow. Thought I saw Cindy heading down the road.
Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy.
Well, friends, the sand has slipped through our half hour glass, and it's time for us to hit the road back to the hills. We'll be back in town again next week for another big get-together right here in the Grand Ole Opry House at the same time over these same stations. So, until next Saturday, it's just so long from our singing star and master ceremonies, Roy Acuff, the Duke of Paducah, Minnie Pearl, the Smoky Mountain Boys, the Old Hickory Singers, Velman Oswald, Tommy Magnus, Mac McGar, and the whole grand cast of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
This is Louie Buck inviting you to tune in next week at the same time for another wagon load of fun, music, and laughter, and reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. So long, everybody.
Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry came to you from Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.